"It's pointing underground," Sienna said, reading along with him. Langdon gave an uneasy nod as he read the next line. "Follow deep into the sunken palace, for here in the darkness the Thonic monster waits."
"Robert?" Sienna asked uneasily. "What kind of monster?"
"Thonic," Langdon replied. "The CH is silent. It means dwelling beneath the earth." Before Langdon could continue, the loud clunk of a deadbolt echoed across the baptistry. The tourist entrance had apparently just been unlocked from outside.
"Grazie mille," said the man with the rash on his face.
"A thousand thanks." The baptistry docent nodded nervously as he pocketed the $500 cash and glanced around to make sure nobody was watching.
"Cinque minuti,"
the docent reminded, discreetly swinging open the unbolted door just wide enough for the man with the rash to slip inside. The docent closed the door, sealing the man inside and blocking out all sound from outside. 5 minutes. Initially, the docent had refused to take pity on the man who claimed to have come all the way from America to pray at the baptistry of San Giovanni in hopes of curing his terrible skin disease. Eventually, though, he had been inspired to become sympathetic, aided no doubt by an offer of $500 for 5 minutes alone in the baptistry, combined with the growing fear that this contagious-looking person would stand there beside him for the next 3 hours until the building opened. Now, as he moved stealthily into the octagonal sanctuary, the man felt his eyes drawn reflexively upward. Holy shit. The ceiling was like nothing he'd ever seen. A three-headed demon stared down directly at him, and he quickly lowered his gaze to the floor. The space appeared to be deserted. Where the hell are they? As the man scanned the room, his eyes fell on the main altar. It was a massive rectangular block of marble, set back in a niche, behind a barrier of stanchions and swags to keep spectators away. The altar appeared to be the only hiding place in the entire room. Moreover, one of the swags was swinging slightly, as if it had just been disturbed. Behind the altar, Langdon and Sienna crouched in silence. They had barely had time to collect the dirty towels and straighten the front cover before diving out of sight behind the main altar with the death mask carefully in tow. The plan was to hide here until the room filled up with tourists and then discreetly exit among the crowd. The baptistry's north door had definitely just been opened, at least for a moment, because Langdon had heard sounds emanating from the piazza. But then, just as abruptly, the door had been closed and all had gone quiet again. Now, back in the silence, Langdon heard a single set of footsteps moving across the stone floor. A docent? Checking the room before opening it to tourists later today? He had not had time to extinguish the spotlight over the baptismal font and wondered if the docent would notice. Apparently not. The footsteps were moving briskly in their direction, pausing just in front of the altar at the swag that Langdon and Sienna had just vaulted over. There was a long silence.
"Robert, it's me," a man's voice said angrily. "I know you're back there. Get the hell out here and explain yourself."